the Semolina Pilchard podcast. White plates and cups, clean gleaming, ringed with blue lines and feathery fairy dust. Wet roofs beneath the lamplight, the strong crust of friendly bread and many tasting food. Rainbows and the blue bitter smoke of wood, and radiant raindrops couching in cool flowers, and flowers themselves that sway through sunny hours, dreaming of moths that drink them under the moon, then the cool kindliness of sheets that soon smooth away trouble, and the rough male kiss of blankets, grainy wood, live hair that is shining and free, blue massing clouds, the keen unpassioned beauty of a great machine, the benison of hot water, furs to touch, the cool smell of old clothes and other such, the comfortable smell of friendly fingers, hair's fragrance and the musty reek that lingers about dead leaves and last year's ferns, dear names and thousand other throng to me loyal flames, sweet water's dimpling laugh from tap or spring, holes in the ground and voices that do sing, voices in laughter too and body's pain soon turn to peace and the deep panting train. firm sands, the little dulling edge of foam that browns and dwindles as the waves go home, and wash in stones, gay for an hour, the cold graveness of iron, moist black earth and mould, sleep and high places, footprints in the dew, and oaks and brown horse chestnuts, glossy new, and new peeled sticks and shining pools on grass. All these have been my loves.
200 square miles of farmland is condemned as radioactive. But for these filter tops, once nicknamed Cockcroft's Folly because Sir John Cockcroft insisted on them, farms much farther away would have faced not emergency but disaster. The farmers carry on as usual, for cows have to be milked, whatever happens to the milk.
Drought. One. Haze. Late summer is for crying, mouth already wet with some well-worn grievance, mind an overripe blackberry, and the bear in the carport. Two. Anticipation. With your paltry spirit, you couldn't wet a tea bag. Climb out of the ditch. Your corpse is in the way. 3. Memory. I used to lick the leaves as I passed, lank-haired, dizzy with wetness. Am I now the leaf, creased with waiting, breath desperate? 4. Prayer. Looking up and out in equal measure, recognizing seed nested in seed. Can you pray for rain and maintain your dignity? Exactly this much in that particular place. A just-so story for just over the ridgeline. The sky iron with our backs. Behind the shade, the fan appears to turn by magic. A blade blue parabola, its breath heavy on me. Not a single cloud to rest under. As the neighbor trains his shepherd against us, spider steals the baby. A fair trade for a veil of rain. Sky, or night, or fog, or light, or mist, or dawn, or ash, or dusk, or haze, or smoke, or rain, we pretend. Seven. Inside. Room filled with heat from yesterday quickly evacuates. One is wistful, tending a spider in a shoe. Sadly, we can't cry this one out. The world wasn't burned in an afternoon.
Thank you. If you came over the hill, you'll have met Shepard, and he'll have asked you for his boy.
Yes, but I hadn't seen him.
There are clever folk who say you can see him, and clever folk who say you can't. The simple ones, like you and me, we say nothing, but we don't see him. Shepard hasn't got no boy.
What? Is this a joke?
Well, of course it may be. Though I can't say I've heard many people laughing over that. You see, Shepard's boy, he broke his neck. That was in the days before they built the fence. Above the big chalk pit that you passed on your left coming down. A dangerous place it used to be for the sheep. So Shepard's boy, he used to lie along there to stop them dropping into it. While Shepard's dog, he stopped them from going too far. And Shepard, he used to come down here and have his glass. Well, he took it then, like you or me. He's Blue Ribbon now. It was one night when the mists were out on the hills, and maybe Shepard had had a glass too much, or maybe he got a bit lost in the smoke. But when he went up there to bring them home, he starts driving them into the pit as straight as could be. Shepard's boy, he hollered out and ran to stop them, but 24 of them went over, and a lad he went with them. You may believe me, but 5 of them weren't so much as scratched, though it's a 60-foot drop. Luckily they fell soft on top of the others. But Shepard's boy, he was done. Shepard, he's a bit spotty now. And most times, he thinks the boy's still with him. And there are clever folk who tell you that they've seen the boy helping Shepard's dog with the sheep. That would be a ghost now, I shouldn't wonder. I've never seen it, but then I'm simple, as you might say. Well, I've had 2 boys myself, and it seems to me that a boy like that, who didn't eat, did get into mischief, did his work, would be the handiest kind of boy to have about the place.
Semolina Pilcher would like to thank all the contributors to this episode. Please see the episode notes for details and links, etc. If you would like to contribute your own audio art to the podcast, please email semolinapodcast@gmail.com or message Semolina Podcast on Instagram. Further information on contributing can also be found in the show notes.
Semolina Pilchard uses some music that's licensed under Creative Commons. No endorsement is implied. Full credits are in the show notes. Thanks for listening.